But you can always just write me an email at smellcast@AOL.com. That's the best way. No.
Okay. And Mark in Canada, or calendar, I should say.
Canada. He's in Canada. There's no yes. calendar. He's in Canada.
Yeah, that name doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, that name doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1419 of the BFO for Thursday, the 4th of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to give you a full report on the dating sites in Mexico. Yes! Doodles, Big Fatty, I cannot believe you have chosen a song called Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy, for today's special little show. Well, Poodle, nothing is more important than yanking your doodle. Big Fatty, welcome. Hi, everyone. I hope your 4th of July is going well. Y'all, it's kind of interesting to be in northern Mexico on the 4th of July, because what the 4th of July is in northern Mexico. No, Big Freddy, what is it? Thursday. Yes! So anyway, y'all, in full disclosure, I have Monday and Tuesday's little shows recorded together on Sunday night, just because I don't have a guaranteed slot that I can count on to record little shows each day, and I'm doing a few extra little things here, so I've probably got 2 days worth of in other words, Big Fatty, you've got a total of 20 minutes since we're listening to two little shows at double speed. Yes, that's it. The Wednesday show yesterday, the Hump Day show, and today's little show I recorded on Tuesday afternoon. I'm picking up right where the Hump Day little show left off. And y'all, I apologize for the difference in sound the Monday and Tuesday little shows. The air conditioner was blasting here in the room, and I didn't realize you could hear it as much as you could. The micro hoist was very sensitive, and hopefully I've got that corrected a little bit better. And I'm trying, it's not the Fat Cave, so everything sounds a little bit different. But I know that Hat M. He complained about his ears bleeding on Monday. So we don't need bloody Mexican ears. No, Big Freddy, we do not. But hopefully it's going to get better. Big Fatty, let's hope so. It is the 4th of July, and I hope those of you in the U.S. of A, to include that Scotty the Little Aussie Battler, I hope you are participating in something very American, like drinking too much or eating too much. Or being a sloth. Because, y'all, there's nothing that says American more than a drunk, fat sloth. Big! Drunk, fat sloth. Big Fatty, you couldn't have summed it up better. Big Fatty has got a few little plans for the 4th of July. I've got some plans for the 2th of July, because, y'all, as soon as I finish recording this, I'm off to that shoe leather place to have my supper that I talked about on yesterday's little show. Y'all, then I'm going to
I'm going to go to one of the I'm going to go stimulate the economy here in Halifax. Be very pleased, you're vulgar. Go to one of the local establishments. Y'all, I may even go by the local bar and partake in a beverage or two before going to the local establishment here in town to meet some so have some intimate time with gentlemen callers. Be ready. Y'all, speaking of having intimate time with gentlemen callers, first of all, I find it interesting in the Halifax, Northern Mexico, how the different dating sites are from Charleston to up here. Now, y'all, the Grin Doctor is about the same. It tends to attract the younger homosexuals that don't want to have anything to do with a grandpa fatty, beh, fatty, and the scruff tends to attract the scruffy and maybe a little bearish or heavier folks. Y'all, I'm afraid some of these bearish people, rolling around in the hay with them. Y'all, they probably just crush Big Fatty, you know, just crush some ribs or something. So I don't want any broken ribs there. And but y'all, the one that's is the most different is it's called Adam for Adam. And y'all, it's interesting. They're about six people on it in Halifax, and so they're either 300 feet or 1 mile or 4 miles away, or then it jumps to 78 and 124 miles away. And y'all, it's just so, needless to say, not a whole lot going on there. But y'all, Big Fatty was able to meet one of the local gentleman callers on Monday night, and y'all, he came down to the hotel, and y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. Didn't last nearly as long as I wanted it to, but y'all, he was evidently extremely excited. And it was good. It's good, good, good. And I said, I'm here till Friday. Call Big Freddy if you need to come back. And he said, thank you for calling. Got up and ran out. No, he didn't run out. But anyways, and very a very nice person as well. So, anyway, but y'all, I cannot say enough about how nice the gentleman callers are. Oh,
Big Ready, I don't like it when that phone rings. That must be an international call. How did they find us?
Okay, but Poodle, just go over there, and just wait. I'll answer this call. Okay, it'll be okay, Poodle. It'll be okay. Hello.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kyle in Hawaii.
Oh, hi, Kyle.
And I have an Ask Big Fatty question. Oh, Big Fatty, cue the music.
Oh, Big Fatty, you gotta change the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty and Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from everyone's favorite Pineapple Princess, y'all. It's that Kyle in the Hawaii. Yes, Big Fatty.
All right, so here's the question. Since you're such an expert at making your Tanqueray and tonic with two limes, I want to know, because I'm a big fan of guacamole and chips, chip salsa, guacamole and chips, I want to know what's the best way to squeeze a lime, because I like a little bit of lime juice in my guacamole and I don't like the pulp everywhere. So what's the best way to squeeze a lime? Thanks, Big Fatty. Love you. Bye.
Kyle, this is an excellent question, and thank you for calling, even though you scared the Mexican poop out of Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty. Before a couple of years ago, you know, I would not have had a good answer for you. But y'all, I think it's appropriate that I received this call while I was in Northern Mexico, because the the secret answer to this comes to Big Fatty from the Turnip Head. And y'all, the Turnip Head, he gave me it's a utensil, Kyle, and it is a lemon or a lime squeezer. And what it looks like an ice cream scoop, and then it folds over, and like another ice cream scoop goes over it, so they kind of come together, and you put your lime or your lemon in there, and it squeezes out, and you get all the juice and none of the pulp.
Big Freddy!
Now, y'all, since it is the 4th of July and everyone's a big fat sloth on the 4th of July, y'all, one of the favorite things for Americans to do, y'all, I got to rearrange the micro hoist here for a second. One of the favorite things the Americans love to do is to just sit in front of the TV machine. And y'all, when I go to a foreign country, I love to look at the TV machine. And y'all, they've just got it's interesting, the TV channels. Now, y'all, you know, in the Americas, the major networks are pretty low on the, if you have the cable, you know, the numbers are pretty low. And, you know, that comes back from the days when there was no cable, and, you know, that just came over the VHF. Y'all, I just the lower channels here in Halifax. I've turned the TV machine on. Y'all, there's a show right now that they keep showing this pair of red shoes. Okay, I don't know what the show is. Now I'm going to go up. The next one is they're showing Pilates. What do you call that? Exercise machine. Then there's some sort of it's American PBS. And then it's the Home Shopping Channel. And then this, it looks like some sort of soap opera or something. And there's another soap opera. And then it's the TV Guide Channel. They call it the East Link. I was hoping that might roll around and it would tell me what all these are. Maybe it's going to go back around now. And I can tell you what all of them are. There we go. It's the Spin Mop, the Shopping Channel, PBS, like I said. And then we go to those other ones where Global TV is Days of Our Lives. CTV2 is Bold and Beautiful. The TV Guide Channel, CTV, is Ellen DeGeneres. Sounds very American to me. Then you got the CBC, which I guess is Canadian Broadcasting Channel, NBC, TRN, the Real Estate Network. Y'all, it's just it's Spike TV, infomercials. Y'all, they've got a one channel just for infomercial, A&E, Music Video Channel, CNN, MMM, I don't have any idea what that is, TV5, y'all, that's it's written in Mexican, TLC, well, you know, that's the one that those hoarders own. The W Channel, I don't know what that is. CTVNC, it must be, I don't know what that is. It's Canadian Television, North Carolina. Then some sort of Christian music, and then ABC, and oh wait, the Weather Network, then ABC, then the CBS, and HGTV, Fox, Bravo, Discovery. Y'all, it's mainly just American exports. You know, y'all, we're just exporting the crap, just the crap on the TV machine. But y'all, in the evening time, every time I've turned it on, one of the channels, y'all, they're doing the yogurt. And y'all, they're sitting there with their legs crossed. It reminds me of that Mark in Calendar, because you know he likes to do the yogurt exercises and all. And speaking of the Mark in Calendar, you heard a reference to him at the beginning of today's little show. And thank goodness Peter G's got it right, because it is indeed Mark in Calendar. Because you know that's what happens when Big Fatty has a tongue twister and it affects your name. It sticks with you for the rest of your known life. So Mark in Calendar, you better get used to it. Yes, Big Fatty. In fact, maybe Peter G. can get a picture of video evidence of why it is Mark and Calendar. Big Fatty, that'll be a good one. Put it on Spot and Big Fatty, yes. So anyway, y'all, I'm just seeing here if I've got anything else on my list. I don't, so I'm going to go over here to the mailbag. And I'm going to see, let's see, Paul. Paul has got some things here for me. And y'all, let's see here. He's got, this is called the Black Angus Bull. And it says, we recently spent $2,500 on a young Black Angus Bull. I think that's what that Scotty, the little Aussie battler, is looking for up there in the Chicago's, is a young Black Angus Bull. We put him out with the herd, but he just ate grass and wouldn't even look at a cow. I was beginning to suspect he was gay, if that's possible with a bull. Well, anyhow, I had the vet come and take a look at him. He said the bull was very healthy, but possible a little young, so he gave me some pills to feed him once he did something, and y'all, it won't let me shift over. Once he, I don't know what that means. Holy crap! The bull started to service the cows within 2 days. All of my cows. He even broke through the fence and bred all of my neighbor's cows. He's been breeding just about everything in sight. He's like a machine. I don't know what in the heck was in those pills the vet gave him, but they kind of taste like peppermint. Ready? Okay, that's pretty good. The self-cleaning gene pool. Y'all, this is perfect for the 4th of July in Americans. I've never not even seen this. In 8th place, y'all, I guess this is some sort of quiz or something. In 8th place, a 41-year-old Chicago man got stuck and drowned in 2 feet of water after squeezing his head through an 18-inch sewer grate to retrieve his car keys. 7th place, a 49-year-old San Franciscan stockbroker was totally zoned when he ran accidentally. He accidentally jogged off a 100-foot-high cliff on his daily run. 6th place, while at the beach, Daniel Jones, 21, dug an 8-foot hole for protection from the wind and had been sitting in a beach chair at the bottom when it collapsed, burying him beneath 5 feet of sand. People on the beach used their hands and shovels trying to get him out but could not reach him. It took rescue workers using heavy equipment almost an hour to free him. Jones was pronounced dead at the hospital. Santiago Alvarado, 24, was killed as he fell through the ceiling of a bicycle shop he was burglarizing. Death was caused when the long flashlight he had placed in his mouth to keep his hands free rammed into the base of his skull when he hit the floor. In 4th place, Sylvester Brittle, Jr., 26, was killed as he won a bet with friends who said he would not put a revolver loaded with 4 bullets into his mouth and pull the trigger. 3rd place, after stepping around a marked police patrol car parked at the front door, a man walked into H&J Leather and Firearms intent on robbing the store. Oh, did I see? The shop was full of customers, and a uniformed officer was standing at the counter. Upon seeing the officer, the would-be robber announced a hold up and fired a few wild shots from a target pistol. The officer and clerk promptly returned fire, and several customers also drew their guns and fired. The robber was pronounced dead at the scene. And y'all, I'm gonna just hit the number one right here real quick, and the winner is, well, I don't think I have time. Big Freddy, you're keeping us in suspense. Well, y'all, I guess I'll just have to keep you in suspense. We'll do the last of those on the far right. Dave, that's Big Fatty's last day in Mexico. What do you think of all that, Peter G?
That name doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Oh, no. That wasn't Peter G. That was Mark and Calendar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at BigFattyOnline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.